Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and a video of a guitarist being arrested for performing without a permit on a subway platform in Williamsburg is making the rounds on social media. As of this morning, the video has over 845,000 views, and it has left many people wondering who was in the wrong, the musician or the officer who arrested him. Here to explain exactly what went down in that video, and we'll play a little of the sound from it, and to clarify buskers' rights in general, is Matthew Christian. He is a street violinist and co-founder of the street performer advocacy group Busk NY. Matthew, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. Happy to be here.
So the video, which, by the way, we've linked to on our site, so if you want to see it and kind of follow along, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. The video shows Andrew Colleen, a guitarist who often performs at the Metropolitan Avenue G-Train station, I'm told, being confronted by an officer who demands to see a permit. Matthew Christian, does a musician need a permit to play music on that platform?
Exactly. I was going to jump in and correct you already. It's true that the officer asked to see a permit. The only problem is that there is no performance permit. And actually, the MTA doesn't offer any such thing. If Andrew Colleen, the performer, had wanted to have a permit, there's none provided by the MTA. Any performer is allowed to go down and do their thing.
But on this viral video, the officer gives Andrew Colleen multiple verbal warnings and at one point even takes the guitar away from him mid-song. And then we'll play this in a little while. He actually pulls out a copy of the law and starts reading from it. But first, here's a little from the video, taking the guitar away from this performer.
Did you say welcome for the war? Stop for a lead role in the cage. How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls who needed a miracle.
And as you can tell from the applause in the clip and the whooping, onlookers were certainly on the musician's side. But in fairness to the officer, he didn't just jump and make an arrest. He warned the musician several times to leave on his own terms, said otherwise he'd be arrested. And then he actually takes out his cell phone, the officer does, and begins to read from the MTA's rules of conduct. And I want to read the excerpt that he read. Just to be clear, it says the following non-transit uses are permitted by the authority, provided they do not impede transit activities and they are conducted in accordance with these rules. And it goes on to list several activities that are so permitted, such as public speaking, campaigning, and, quote, artistic performances, including the acceptance of donations. And as bystanders in the video pointed out, it seemed at the moment like the officer was reading the exact rule that allows musicians to play on the platforms, no permit required. How did the officer interpret that language to mean the musician could not remain?
I think the officer struggled with the fact that these rules are in fairly dense legalese. And so I'm glad that we have the rules, but I think that we also need some more specific training from the NYPD for its officers. The officer did read a rule that said that the following non-transit uses are permitted, artistic performances. But he also likely believed that the banners that you sometimes see behind performers in the subway are a legal requirement. Now, those banners are produced by an MTA office called Music Under New York to promote certain performers. They're not a legal requirement to have. And so it's unfortunate that the NYPD hasn't done clear training. It's also unfortunate that Music Under New York has not communicated that that banner is not in any way the same thing as a permit or a requirement.
So in our remaining few minutes here, listeners, we're keeping our lines open for any buskers or street performers listening right now who might have a question about the law or tell us a story of perhaps a similar experience you've had, or maybe you're looking for clarification on the MTA's rules. Call us at 212-433-WNYC-433-9692. That's not our pledge line. We're not asking you for money on the air. That's our on-air speaking out loud line as we are here with Matthew Christian from the street performer advocacy group Busk NY, 212-433-9692. There are other rules at play here, too, I understand. In fact, there's a state law that defines loitering to include singing, dancing, or playing any musical instrument. That seems to contradict the MTA's rules.
Right, and that state law, which is a Depression-era law, actually has a clause in it that says unless there's an authorization for this performance. So given that a judge ordered the MTA to open up its subway system to performances in 1985, and given that the MTA rules clearly state that artistic performance is allowed, that's exactly the kind of permission that that loitering law is looking for.
And you can't play anywhere on any subway platform, right? You can't just walk up to one of those prime spaces in Grand Central and throw down your amp and start playing.
You can. Any space in the subway system.
Aren't there some that are given out by competitive audition?
Right. There's a scheduling system. Now, if you walk up to a spot and no one is there, the kind of unwritten law of the subway says you can have it. If someone comes later with a particular schedule card, you might have to turn over your spot. Short of that, the MTA is open to performance.
Hector in Union City wants to talk about the same Metropolitan Avenue subway station in Brooklyn, I think. Hi, Hector.
Hey, Brian. Thanks again for getting me on. Always love your show.
Thanks.
I was at the station yesterday, and they were having sort of like a protest with several musicians. And when I watched the video earlier in the day, it just sprung to mind that, you know, when is this abuse of power going to end? Now, your guest suggested that, you know, the officers need more training. But every time an incident occurs, we're back to the same old thing. They need more training. Sometimes common sense just prevails.
Right. Hector, I'll jump in on your point. I might have seen you there yesterday at Metropolitan Avenue. So welcome. As far as training, another thing to bring this back to is the return to broken windows policies ever since Mayor de Blasio was elected. There is a need for common sense. And when we have a police commissioner who's essentially encouraging officers to escalate interactions from what's either a minor violation or not a crime at all, like subway performance, when those are systematically escalated into disorderly conduct or misdemeanor charges, that's broken windows, and it's a very negative thing.
Hector, thank you for chiming in, and I can tell by his face that Matthew appreciates that you showed up at the sing-in that they held on that platform yesterday. So what's the story right now? What's the situation for Andrew Killeen, the musician, because he was arrested?
He was arrested, and he was held for several hours, during which time these Depression-era charges were kind of unearthed. There was a report late last night on media that the NYPD had reconsidered. They were talking about retraining the officer. They were talking about voiding the arrest. Now, I haven't heard an official statement. They're not very transparent on that. I think it's very clear that the charges will be dropped.
Steve in Brooklyn has a story. Hi, Steve. You're on WNYC. Steve, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Brian. It's actually Dave.
Forgive me.
I did just want to share, you know, I've had my troubles with the NYPD in the subway. However, it is an abuse of power because they harass you outside of the subway as well. I was arrested on 4th of July weekend a couple years back, I think it was 2011, for aggressive solicitation because I was playing within 10 feet of an ATM.
So I didn't know about that rule. Interesting.
Really, and any arrest they make can retroactively be justified by some thing that may not be factual, but they can dig it up in the law book.
Is there a 10 feet of an ATM rule?
Not that I know of. I don't know of any MTAs in the ATMs in the subway. I think this might have been outside.
And in our last few seconds, I don't know if you want to mention the time in the summer of last year when you were arrested for playing the violin in a subway station.
Absolutely. I was arrested in the same way for following these rules. And I would say what we as performers look for is training from the NYPD, a disambiguation from Music Under New York about these non-required banners, and finally a move to add teeth to the CCRB and really to provide accountability to
police. In the meantime, should performers carry around the MTA's rules of conduct?
They should, and Bus New York is very happy to mail out an official pamphlet copy of the MTA rules
there you
for
go.
Performances.
But I was calling it Busk NY. The way I was seeing it on the page, you call it Busk New York.
Yes.
You have an address?
Yes, it's www.buskny.com.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks a lot for listening today, everybody. More to come tomorrow on the show. But first, the rest of the day on WNYC. Right after the news, it's the Leonard Lopate Show. His brother Philip Lopate joined Susan Orlean and editor Sari Botten to talk about their unshakable love for New York City. They also have Pulitzer Prize reporter Jim Dwyer on with Leonard today, telling the story of four NYU undergrads who set out to build a social network that, unlike Facebook, would allow users to control their personal data. So a lot of good stuff on the Leonard Lopate Show coming up on the news after the news here on WNYC. Brian Lehrer, talk to you tomorrow.